John Stuart Mill once said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." And what happens when you do nothing? Well, sure enough, your fire goes out. And when your fire goes out, you're in trouble. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Did you have a great weekend? I did, other than I think I got COVID for the 7th, 8th, 10th time. It's probably not COVID. It's honestly probably just a head cold, but you're probably hearing it come through the mic. Sound like I'm underwater. Hey, this is Garth Heckman. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Benny, hey, thanks for reaching out. Love the idea for the future, for the new year. Also, Mike, the idea on David/Saul/Goliath, another great idea. Keep them coming, everybody. Also, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. You know, I love boxing back in the day. I don't follow it as much now. I'm a UFC guy now. But back in the day, Marvin Hagler was a bad man. And he had some great one-liners. One of my favorite quotes from him is, "It's tough to get out of bed to do road work at 5 a.m. when you've been sleeping in silk pajamas." You know, Marvin, he never wanted to lose his edge. He always wanted to be the one that was hungry and thirsty for more, keep his motivation. But he knew it could happen. And so he would make appropriate changes in his training to keep himself on that cutting edge. He knew if you lost the motivation to train, you could still bring the best out of you if you created extreme measures. I hope you caught that. He knew if you lost the motivation to train, you could still bring out the best of you if you created extreme measures to train in. So he would train on the East Coast in the dead of winter, jogging out in the snow in combat boots. And in fact, one reporter remarked that his training camps were more like prison camps. So how do we keep our motivation as followers of Christ? How do we keep that fire burning? Well, first of all, number one, we got to stay close to the fire. Now follow me here. Sometimes we find ourselves truly keeping our quiet time sacred, our prayer time in tune, but we still seem to lack the motivation and fire. And I think in today's world, we need to understand that my fire can only keep so many things warm in my life. What do I mean? I got to cut some things out of my life. I'm doing way too many things. I used to question why famous evangelists would come to our church, preach a whole week every night, and I'd never see them during the day. I thought, are they arrogant? Are they too good for us? And then later on in my life, I began to travel and speak. And there would be times when I would be traveling and speaking for weeks at a time, and I realized what was going on. I needed to be back in my hotel room as much as possible to recover and retire and refire with the Holy Spirit. And now I understand that when I tend to my fire, I got to make sure I don't try to share it with too many or it can die out and leave me cold. So yes, stay close to your fire, but realize your fire will only go so far. So cut out things you don't need to be a part of to keep your fire hot. Number two, stay close to those building fires. What do I mean? Stay close to people who are motivated themselves. Motivated people motivate people. Motivated people motivate people. Look, if you're around someone and they're super motivated, they'll either bug you and you'll leave and you'll be like, "Wow, who does that guy think he is?" Or they'll motivate you to do more. I have three specific people that I can call on and talk to and get fired up. You know, to be honest, I'm usually the one people call to get fired up. But there are times when I need it, when I need someone to speak into my life. And the older I get, the more I realize I just don't have time for lukewarm Christians or sinners. I'm sorry, I don't have time for lukewarm Christians, but for sinners, I do. Absolutely. I love hanging with sinners. But people who say they are followers of Jesus and don't live it, well, they got to get to the back of the bus. I don't have time for them. But the point is, there are people who are on fire for Christ, and I need to be around them. I need them to speak into my life. I need them to share with me testimonies. I got Tom, I got Ty, and others, and they fire me up. Number three, learn to build your own fire. When I was a kid, we had Awana in our church. Approved, workmen are not ashamed. And I loved Awana. And not because of the program itself. It was okay, I guess. But only because I had some of the coolest Awana leaders ever. One took us camping, and on that camping trip, he taught us everything from the ground up how to camp. How to pitch your tent, how to lay down newspaper before you put your sleeping bag down, how to dig a pit for your where you're going to urinate, everything. And one of the things he taught us was how to start a fire with one match. A roaring, blazing fire with just one match. And he walked us through it, and we all got to practice it and do it. And it was awesome as a kid learning how to build a fire with just one match. He felt like kind of a bad man, like, well, if the car goes off the ditch and it's freezing weather, as long as I have my one match, I'm good. Now, look, I'm sitting in my office right now, and I'm looking at a 3x5 card where I wrote down a simple line. Be your own revival. What do I mean by that? Learn to build your own fire. I have pictures in my head of me at my best in the past and in the future. I pray and believe and speak over my life what I believe is the best that God has for me. I pray those pictures into reality. I see myself on fire for God, reading, praying, delivering, casting out demons, healing people, words of knowledge. I see myself passing the test of daily temptations that come at me. I see myself passing my fire onto my kids and even my grandkids. These are ways that I help build my fire. Yes, I have my quiet time. I read and I pray and I obey, but sometimes there's gotta be more than that. I've gotta learn how to put kindling in my fire. There's some certain go-to sermons that I listen to again and again and again that I know will fire me up. There are three sermons right now that I kid you not, I bet I've listened to them over 100 times. Just these three sermons. And then there are worship songs that I listen to. And my secret weapon? Well, here's my secret weapon. I hope you have it. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I have parents that love God and are still alive that I talk to regularly. They help kindle the fire. You know, sometimes it would be easier if we just gave advice to someone else about how to stay fired up for God, how to stay motivated for Christ. But the truth is then after giving that advice, we should choose to do it ourselves. It's really just that simple. It's not just knowing how to do it, it's doing it. It's the doing it. We have to do it. A plan is great, but if it's not executed, it belongs in the manure pile. So get out there and do it. Build a fire, make a fire, hang out with those that are on fire, and live for God. Garth Heckman, David Lyons. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.